Next question is Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E, Hollingsworth, H-O-L-L-I-N-G-S-W-O-R-T-H, 101664. This is a 64-year-old gentleman originally from Houston, Texas, lives alone, is not married, used to work for Mo, M-O, Gas, G-A-S, Industries as a manager and supervisor, but he had to quit working because of his shortness of breath, heart failure, and spinal stenosis, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, up to date. Family history, mom died of CHF, dad died of old age. Medication, Neurontin, 300 TID, Coric, 25 BID, Lisinopril, 20 milligram a day, Aldactone, 50 milligram BID, Norvasc, 10 milligram a day, Crestor, 20 milligram a day, Lasix, 40 milligram a day. Medical problems include spinal stenosis, severe. Patient is in severe pain. At one time, he was on Norco 5-325, but it didn't help her. He doesn't have any pain medications now. Hypertension, obesity, sleep apnea, right-sided heart failure, mixed in parentheses, diastolic and systolic dysfunction, congestive heart failure, sciatica, and recent hospitalization because of CHF, period. Knee paragraph. Patient is in severe pain. He's short of breath. He's laying on his couch. His head of the bed is up 445 degrees, period. He states that last time he was in the hospital, they gave him a course of steroids, which helped him tremendously. Surgery, no surgeries in the past. Octusat 90%, heart rate is 100, blood pressure 160 over 90, patient is a febrile, heart positive, 1 positive, 2 with few rounds, abdomen soft but obese, cannot rule out ascites or passive congestion of the liver, neurological non-focal, positive edema, lower extremity 1 plus, skin shows no rash, positive JBD noted in the neck. Here we have a 60-year-old gentleman with end-stage congestive heart failure or Octusat 90%, which goes down in the 80s with any sort of activity, period. He suffers from mixed systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure. He would benefit from Octusat at all times, especially at nighttime at 2 to 3 liters, period. Knee paragraph, he would also benefit from Neurontin. He's only taking 300 milligram TID. It would increase to 600 QID. Also would add pain medications to a regimen because of his severe pain and tachycardia, period. The paragraph, he also would benefit from a steroid, a course of steroid taper over the next 15 days. We'll discuss this with hospice medical director via a copy of my notes. I would start with 15 milligrams twice a day for 5 days, then 10 milligrams twice a day for 5 days, then 5 milligrams twice a day for 5 days, period. New paragraph, no history of diabetes reported. New paragraph, I suspect patient has pulmonary hypertension along with sleep apnea. He was told at the hospital that from now on, from here out, there's nothing else that that they can offer him except for medical treatment for his heart failure. He belongs to class 4. New York class heart failure with shortness of breath at rest, period. At one time, he was given the option for a defibrillator, but he declined, period. New paragraph, he continues to have mild to moderate residual heart failure despite being on Aldactone and Lasix on a regular basis, period. New paragraph, my job at this time is to keep patient as comfortable as possible with increased Neurontin pain medication and a 15-day course of steroids, period. We'll have nurse check blood pressure and watch for volume overload while on steroids. No history of diabetes or medication for diabetes reported. Thank you.